This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Court confirms that FedEx workers are employees and not independent contractors. A scathing report commissioned by the American Psychological Association says the CIA used prominent outside psychologists to quell internal objections to the use of torture. South Carolina's finally taking down a Confederate battle flag. Bike share workers in New York City become the first group of such workers who successfully unionize. The Obama administration, adhering to a Supreme Court ruling, issued a policy that allows for-profit companies to avoid providing insurance coverage for birth control if they have religious objections. Ellen Powell is having a bad year. First, she lost a long sex discrimination case against her venture capital firm, and now Ms. Powell is resigning as the interim chief executive of Reddit, where recently she's been under intense scrutiny from members of the company's devoted web community for unilateral firings of popular staff. Chinese doctors consider internet addiction a clinical disorder and have established rehabilitation centers where afflicted youngsters are confined for months of sometimes draconian therapy, completely isolated from all media, the effectiveness of which remains to be demonstrated. Approximately 1 million Argentines are expected to cross the border into Paraguay to see their native son and now Pope Francis give a mass in that country. Office of Personnel Management chief has resigned as knowledge becomes public that 25 million addresses and Social Security numbers have been hacked successfully. Greece and the EU are reportedly close to a deal before the deadline. The terms are surprisingly close to the ones rejected by Greek voters only days ago. Researchers in computer science, ethics, and law are saying that algorithms can reinforce human prejudices. Google's online advertising system showed an ad for high-income jobs to men much more often than it showed the ad to women, according to Carnegie Mellon researchers. Researchers from Harvard found that ads for arrest records were significantly more likely to show up on searches for distinctly black names or a historically black fraternity. The FTC said advertisers are able to target people who live in low-income neighborhoods with high-interest loans. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.